Doing a lot of talking on the job, good idea or bad one? Well, you know, it really may depend on your gender. New research found powerful women talk less than others in their organizations, while powerful men talk more.
Victoria Breskuhl is an assistant professor of organizational behavior at the Yale School of Management. She is one of the researchers behind this study and joins us now live to talk more about it. Nice to have you with us, Professor. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks. No problem.
Well, what did you learn about the relationship between power and talking at work when it breaks down across gender lines?
Yeah, well, what I found is that when men have power, they tend to talk a lot more than other people. So men without power and women as well. And when women have power, they actually tend to talk less than men with power. So it seems like there's some sort of gender effect going. And I also found that the reason why women, at least the reason why they said they talk less, is because they were worried that other people would not like them. So, and I did more research that shows that that's actually true. People don't.
Well, that's really interesting. So if a woman is vocal in the workplace, perhaps even about the job at hand, it seems to work against her.
It seems like it, yeah. And it's I should also qualify that, though. It's talking a lot, so dominating conversations. Probably talking an average amount is okay, but really the idea here is that it's talking a lot more than other people and dominating conversations. Seems to work pretty well for powerful men, but not so well for powerful women.
So does this point to a need for further research in terms of maybe changing perceptions in the workplace about talkative workers, whether they're women or men?
Yeah, I think that's true. So I think it'd be nice just, if people are aware that they may hold this bias against women who talk a lot, then maybe they're less likely to hold it in the future.
It's really interesting, as a woman setting out to do this study, what were your own personal feelings when you heard the results?
Well, I had sort of hypothesized the results. So I think that, sometimes these kinds of results depress me because it shows that women, unfortunately, are still discriminated against at work. But at the same time, at least it's good to know that, now that we know this, we can sort of move past it.
Well, I wonder if you've gotten any feedback from other workplaces who've been confronted with this study, and maybe it's led to changes in how they interact with their workers.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. I've heard a lot from women who think that this is definitely true, that they feel like if they talk at work a lot, they'll be discriminated against, and they'd like to see things change. But men seem to be pretty surprised by this. So I think for organizations and workplaces to really change things, probably it would take both men and women together, seeing it as a problem and doing something about it.
That's really fascinating. Thanks so much, Victoria.
Sure,
we appreciate
my pleasure.
It. That's okay. Victoria Breskuhl. She's an assistant professor of organizational behavior at the Yale School of Management.